There are more questions today about the credibility of the Supreme Court. ProPublica is reporting that billionaire Republican donor Harlan Crowe paid private school tuition for Justice Clarence Thomas's grandnephew, who Thomas and his wife were raising. It's the latest from ProPublica's reporting, revealing how Justice Thomas has been the benefactor of lavish gifts and vacations from Crowe over many years. And the revelation comes after a hearing this week where Democrats pushed for a new code of ethics for Supreme Court justices. Let's bring in Amanda Frost, law professor at the University of Virginia. Professor Frost, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
So ProPublica reports Justice Thomas decided to send his grandnephew to a private boarding school in Georgia back in 2008. Tuition was more than $6,000 a month, and Harlan Crowe paid at least some, possibly all of it. Does it violate any law or rules that Justice Thomas accepted the payments, or is the issue here that he didn't disclose them?
The primary issue is he didn't disclose them. Under the Ethics in Government Act, the law does not prohibit justices from accepting gifts for a person that is not a party before them in a case. That said, I think we can question whether that should be the law, because it's disturbing to see a justice accept lavish gifts from anyone, and particularly when they don't report them.
And Thomas had once declared an educational gift from another friend, but he never did with Crowe's. What does that say to you?
Yes, there's a lot of inconsistency and I would say sloppiness on the part of Justice Thomas, and he has several times had to update his financial reporting, and it has conceded that he was he misunderstood the rules or was misadvised, which to me just shows an overall sloppiness in failing to follow the law that applies to him.
And Republicans are pushing back, saying Democrats are just mad because they don't like Justice Thomas's conservative rulings. How would you respond to that criticism?
Yes, well, I would say that's a really good reason to have new and stronger ethic rules for the Supreme Court as a whole. And of course, they would apply to all nine justices, whatever their ideology. Because if the Republicans are upset by what appears to them to be targeting of Justice Thomas, my response would be the Supreme Court has created that problem for itself by not having clear ethics standards, by not being more transparent, and by not having perhaps an in-house inspector general or ethics officer who could provide this information to the public and avoid it coming out piece by piece through press reporting.
Put into some context for us, Amanda, how unusual is it for Supreme Court justices to accept gifts like this? Has it happened in the past, either with judges or justices?
Well, I'll say first, we don't know what we don't know. So perhaps it's not so unusual. We've heard a lot about Justice Thomas, but it took a lot of investigative reporting to even discover that. There may be other justices who have these problems. In the past, there's been very few occasions on which some justices have had problems. Justice Fortas in the 60s resigned over some of these issues. But it's rare, as far as we know.
And I wonder, too, if the person who's making the gift matters here. We know Harlan Crowe is a conservative activist, but Justice Thomas says he's just a really good friend, and shouldn't you be able to accept gifts from a friend?
Well, first, gifts are supposed to be disclosed regardless of whether they're from a friend or not, as long as they fall outside the personal hospitality exemption, which they did here for sure. But also, Harlan Crowe is a new friend in the sense that he only became Thomas's friend after Thomas was on the high court. And when Crowe was asked by the Dallas Morning News, would you be friends with Thomas if he weren't a Supreme Court justice? He answered, I don't know. So it seems pretty much a relationship based on the justice's position and not a friendship that preceded that position.
So interesting. I don't think I'd be friends with someone furthermore if that was their answer to their question about my friendship. So Democrats and many legal experts are calling here for a strict code of ethics for Supreme Court justices. If you were writing the reforms, what would you do about these kinds of really lavish gifts?
Yeah, I would say that these types of gifts should be prohibited. And the code of conduct that the lower federal court judges must follow says that judges should be careful to avoid conveying the impression or giving others any grounds to convey the impression that they're in a special position to influence the judge. And when you think about that requirement that binds lower court judges, you see that someone like Justice Thomas couldn't have accepted such gifts without creating that impression. And so he should have avoided them. And it would help to have a code of conduct like that apply to the Supreme Court.
I mean, there is this option that Congress could impeach Justice Thomas, but that's only happened once in the 1800s. Does the threat of impeachment have any teeth, since it seems almost impossible that that would happen?
Yes. First thing I should say is I don't think Justice Thomas should be impeached over these problems. They're disturbing, and I think it's important that we talk about them and try to reform the process. But I would not say these are impeachable offenses. I do think there are penalties and sanctions short of impeachment that would be appropriate here. A statement of public censure from the other justices, attempts to change the disclosure requirements or prohibit such gifts, all of those would be appropriate.
And just finally, what effect, if any, does this have on the court in the eyes of the public? Does it matter?
I think it matters tremendously because the court has power based on the public's faith in its role in our system of government and the public sense that its decisions are legitimate and impartial. And this undermines that public perception.
Amanda Frust is a law professor at the University of Virginia. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.